Are we ready to do this thing?
We're ready. Let's
are you
do
there?
This. I'm here. I'm right here.
Yes, y'all. This song is dedicated to the moment.
Alicia Keys. What's wrong?
I have a feeling that we're all going through a similar thing, so I figured we could break it down like this. Fauci made the call, the quarantine begins.
She wrote this pretty quick.
I was Grammy host and now I'm homeschooling.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's penguins good. Walk down the stairs while I'm hand washing.
She wrote good words.
Never done this before, but we're all in.
Let's get another verse, that's all.
Hand sanitizing, social distancing,
curve flat ten.
We gotta stay in. You can't come to my house. Suddenly two's a crowd. Only Swiss is allowed. We don't have to go out. You can't come to my house.
That's all right,
all
good,
my
man.
Kids are real loud. Watch the hunt, I'm not proud. We don't have to go out. No.
Can't come to my house. She did this on the Colbert the other night.
I like that. You did a great job, man.
You know that original song, right?
Is that Lean on Me? No. Oh, is it? Hey, guys.
That's Florida.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Hey, guys. It's a Carolina Cadillo show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
I don't know if Webin's around. I know we got up pretty early this morning, you know, for his show, so... I don't know. Try him if you want a couple minutes, right?
He worked today, right?
Yeah. He worked today.
Can't come to my house. I like that.
Everybody's, you know what, Jeff? So we saw, when was it? Was it two nights ago?
Was the One World show, right?
Yeah, that was actually very, the one that touched my heart so much was Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, Andrea Bocelli, Usher.
The Stones were good.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, they were good. But it was just hard.
Sorry, Spanish people, but the Rolling Stones were.
They were good too. Yeah, they were very good. Yeah, they were really, really good.
They'll be good. See, I'm prepared today. 76-year-old Mick Jagger. 76.
Wow.
He can still sing.
Yeah.
Her to be at the reception.
Paul McCartney sounded terrible.
People are critiquing J Lo.
That's so much for you. A glass of wine in their hand. And Elton John can't sing anymore.
Yeah, but they try. I mean, no, J Lo was lip syncing.
They said it was lip syncing.
They were attacking her. They're also attacking her for something else, Jeff. She did a Zoom with P. Diddy, you know, her ex boyfriend. And she's dancing with him, like split the screen, you know?
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, A Rod's in the back.
Masturbating.
No. No, but like, they're saying that that's disrespectful to A Rod, you know?
I know, of course.
That's like you know, if I zoomed in with one of my ex boyfriends chilling with him, you know. But they said it was for a good cause. So good for a good cause.
I don't know any of your old boyfriends.
No, you don't.
I'm podcasting, by the way. I'm Facebook Living right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the number of people to listen to you. My wife does Facebook Live. She gets
it's
like 172 people.
Facebook Live just for you. Hold on.
Because I get no one. I get like one person watching.
I twist the screen.
And
though.
You know, you can see my on air light. Freaking Rolling Stones, man. I'm so mad they're not touring this year. They got a tour.
All right.
They got a tour.
There we go, Brett. Hey, Jess, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
So we're broadcasting. Actually, we're recording live our podcast right now. So, guys, if you want to check us out, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show podcast. We're on Revolver Podcast, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, Pandora Radio. We're everywhere.
This will be up later today, revolverpodcast.com.
Yes, it will.
If you're bored with the regular morning radio, because most of it sucks, except for the station I work for.
Yeah.
1010 Wins.
Yeah.
A couple others.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah,
as we talk about nothing.
Yes, exactly. So
as we talk about complete and total nonsense.
Yeah, so check out the show, guys, all right?
We got to pay attention to the show and not the Facebook Live, because, you know, then it sounds boring when we play this back.
Okay, I'm just turning it off.
Hey,
okay.
If you want to call in, though, if you feel like calling us, I could put you on the air.
Oh, my God, I should have just kept it live right now.
Yeah, would you kill it?
Yeah, I killed it. Oh, okay, hold on.
Because I only have Rich watching.
I had 10 people already. Hold on.
No traffic reports for now, Rich. Sorry, not on the overnight.
Oh, Webin can come on. He was cooking. Call him right now.
All right, hold on. We got to call her. Then we got to cut the Stones off. You can't always get what you want. You can't right now. But did you see Patton Oswalt's tweet, the comedian? Did you see his tweet?
Oh, no, no. What happened?
He tweeted that Anne Frank lived for 2 years in an attic, and you know, we're complaining while we have Netflix. And onion dip and whatever.
Jeff, but you know what's wrong?
It was pretty damn astute.
But you know what?
Right on,
the
man.
The world's never done this.
Okay, but you're sitting in your house with heat and hot water. Okay.
No, I'm fine.
Exactly.
I'm not complaining.
Life isn't over. Who else is watching? Oh, Pete Minetti's watching.
Hey, Pete, how are you? Webbing.
Frank D'Elia's watching.
Yes, get Webbing on right now.
Yeah, all right. Facebook Live is not going to be able to hear Webbing on the phone, unfortunately. You know, Webbing's our third wheel that comes on the podcast. He was a producer with my wife's radio show, for those who don't know. His real name is Carlos Molina, but Webbing, G-U-E-B-I-N, it means small dick, right? Doesn't it, Webbing?
Yes, it does, yes.
Because he claims to have a big one, and they ratted him out for having a small one. So
exactly, yeah.
But you won't be able to hear him now because he's on the phone, and just the way this $12 system works.
Hey, Webbing.
Hey, Webbing, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So it's
going
to get very boring for people. I'm Facebook Living, but they're not going to be able to hear you. So, you know.
Yeah, you should kill that. Let Webbing talk now.
You can't always get what you want. Hi, everybody.
Facebook Live, you guys talk like in 1965. Jesus, that's like so...
What, should we do Periscope? Is Periscope still around?
Periscope is not even alive. Periscope is like JFK.
Yeah, Periscope's on life support, right? I know. I don't know what the hell.
How about AOL? AOL?
My brother still has an AOL address.
I know people still have AOL's addresses. You know that? They do, right?
My brother does. He's at AOL.com. You know?
Whoever gets mail. Whoever has an AOL account still thinks that Abraham Lincoln is the president. He liberated the slaves, okay?
Yeah, I know. All right, anyway, listen, everybody, on Facebook Live.
What are you cooking right now?
Listen to the podcast later, revolverpodcast.com. Bye, everybody, on Facebook Live. I had to kill
you guys
that.
Have so, to do Instagram Live.
We just did that right now.
We did it, but Instagram's only pictures. I still think more people are on Facebook.
No, there's a new trend now. Everybody, I mean, if you look at it, if you go on your Instagram,
exactly.
The new trend is DJs, you know, mixing. There's people doing shows now on Instagram Live.
Everyone's doing that.
So why would you be on Instagram Live over Facebook Live? What's the difference?
Excuse me, Jeffrey. Does your car still run with horses? I mean, live.
Matter of fact, I stopped my car by putting my feet down, just like Fred Flintstone. That's how I stopped my car.
Jesus Christ. I mean, when you talk about 700 horsepower, it's literally 700 horsepower pulling Jeff's car.
Are you cool? Do you call Instagram Insta? Or do you call it the Gram?
Oh my God.
Are you that fucking hip or what?
I love Instagram.
IG.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My bro. My brother.
I love Instagram. I live on Instagram.
I know you do. I don't get it. Hey, anyway.
Webbing, did you see the show over the weekend? You know, wow, with J-Lo, you know, singing, you know, it's all
One
acapella.
World together.
That was the worst
Yeah, it was boring.
Jesus Christ.
It was pretty boring.
Well, the only thing, I really loved Celine Dion when she sang with, you know, the prayer with the other, with, you know, Lady Gaga. I love that.
Why were all the songs downers, though? Except the Stones and Keith Urban, every other song was a downer. The only thing we didn't get, thank God we didn't get another version of Imagine, another John Lennon.
But they attacked J-Lo because they said she was lip syncing.
Concerts without people, you know, in their homes with headphones on does not work. I do not want to see they lose me at the first 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep. And then also, I was telling Jeff, they're also critiquing J-Lo because over, I think it was last week, she was doing a Zoom with P. Diddy. Did you see that?
That was cute. That was cool.
Yeah, because but...
You could tell that J-Lo was like... You know,
damn, hitting
what you just said, brother.
Yeah, but you know what?
You left me all stretched out here.
Ouch.
But A-Rod was in back of her while she's dancing with her ex. I mean, people are criticizing her that it's a falta de respeto. You know, her fiance is right there.
All right. How about this? That her ex is A-Rod's hero. That's even worse.
What, A-Rod loves P. Diddy or the other way around?
A-Rod says that P. Diddy's his hero.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
Man. Well, P. Diddy, didn't he protect J-Lo when that whole club shooting thing?
Well, no. He put the gun in her panties.
Exactly.
She smuggled the gun out in her butt? Is that what happened?
In her panties. I heard something like that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So she covered for him, right?
Yeah, but that was the beginning of their... Remember, they broke up after that because of that. Yeah, because she was starting to get, you know, big and everything. She wanted to ruin her career, you know?
Wow.
But it was P. Diddy that gave her J-Lo, you know, her name? J-Lo.
Let me tell you, what made J-Lo was the Selena movie and P. Diddy.
Oh, of course, those two.
And P. Diddy.
Yeah, of course.
So, both those two.
Yeah, but the number one was Selena. Selena, of course. Hey, listen, so, so they're saying that coronavirus could last longer in men. According to a new study, the coronavirus could linger in the testicles, making men prone to longer, more severe cases.
Wow, our balls always get us in trouble, don't they?
Yes. Damn. I was reading that, and I was speaking to a doctor on that today on El Vacilón, and they make the study, but it's like no doctor wants to stand behind it. I don't know why, but yeah.
Well, you think that's true? You think it lingers longer in the testicles?
Trust me, that's our worst enemy, our testicles. Anything lingers long in our testicles. I mean, I find hair balls there from 1986 when I was a kid.
I believe it.
Hey, listen, so what? Studies are saying that people are buying a lot of furniture online right now.
Furniture?
Yeah, furniture, stuff for the house. They can't go out, so they're buying furniture.
I saw the car companies are advertising a lot. Buy a car without. I can't buy a car without riding in it or checking it out.
Yeah, they're selling cars. Yeah, online right now. If you want, but they're giving good deals and everything.
Yeah, you have what's called Carvana, but the thing with this is that they're giving you at least 30 days to try out the vehicle. If you don't like it, then you return it. Obviously, whoever has ever tried to do that knows that that's a headache. Just trying to return a vehicle back to a dealership. It's not like you buy a pair of underwears. Oh, they're a little too tight on the crotch. Let me return them. No.
I don't think underwear is returnable ever. Last I checked.
Trust me, I've returned a pair.
Oh, my
you
God.
Did? No.
It's horrible.
Your own?
My own one. I love Marshalls. They don't check anything. They don't even smell the crotch.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, so what a lot of people are doing now during the virus, they're taking online courses. How to sing opera, how to play the guitar.
Yeah.
How to build your own, tree house. Crazy crap that people...
tree house.
Yeah, stuff that you'd never normally do,
Yeah. My brother took a wine class.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have those classes, what's it called, like with famous people. I mean, I find it just a waste of money. Yeah, I tried to take a cooking course with a guy, and the guy was just teaching me how to decorate my food. Really, I paid $200 to have some famous chef teach me how to decorate my food.
I saw that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Gordon Ramsay put a video of how to make a steak perfectly or something.
Yeah, they're all
he's free
doing
though.
That.
He's for free. Like you can watch Gordon Ramsay for free.
Yeah, everyone's doing that. Everyone, they'll show you step by step. I don't know. What are you doing to keep busy besides your kids and working?
I cook a lot. I cook a lot. I sleep a lot, trying to get these days to go by quick, which, I don't think is gonna end anytime soon, because I don't know if you guys heard what the Blasio said this morning. I didn't hear.
No, but they canceled the parades. All the parades are canceled.
Yes, all parades are canceled that were going to start in June. Everything done. Beaches are next. They're going to be closed already. City pools are done. Not that I go to a New York City pool, because Jesus Christ, have you ever seen a New York City pool?
No, not really.
You get hepatitis C, B, A, B, M, all types of things, man.
You could urinate urinate in your bathtub and get the same effect.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Boston Tea Party? With the Bronx Tea Party happening there.
I know. Hold on. Hang on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. What?
That was quick.
Well, I got to take a break. We have to make room for our sponsors.
Yeah, so beaches are next. Wow. I don't know.
Well, not just the city beaches, which is like Orchard Beach, right?
Yeah.
Coney Island.
Right. Notice how the blog is just going crazy. He's like the overprotective mom. Oh my God, be careful. He's going crazy, so he wants to close everything down.
Look at his eyes.
It would have been up to him to forget about it.
I was just going to say that. Jeff said that every time de Blasio comes on, he looks stoned.
He looks stoned. The rumor is he's a big pothead. He always looks high to me. I just don't know. I don't fully trust. Something about him I just don't like, It's like a pothead running
Big Bird,
the city.
Big Bird is not one of their best guys
Hey, hi. Okay. Hi, I'm Big Bird, your mayor. Hi. Today's letters are F and U. F you. Yeah.
You know what I don't get? So they're releasing a lot of prisoners, right?
Yes.
So so Bill Cosby jumped on that bandwagon,
you know,
too.
You know, I got to get out of jail.
He wants early, you know, he wants to be released. They said no.
They denied him.
Yeah.
But they did let out one of Trump's guys, I think Michael Cohen.
Yes.
One of the Trump guys got out of jail.
Oh, yeah. And Michael Cohen is writing a whole book that's going to say everything. It's supposed to come out by November. It's going to be really good.
About Trump, right?
Yeah, about Trump.
The problem is nobody, all the people who love Trump don't believe any of those books. So they don't work. They don't have the right effect. They don't get people to defect from Trump and say, you know, this guy's right. Instead, it's like, oh, this guy's sour grapes. He got fired from the administration. It's always the same shit. So, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
I mean, you know, to me, but hey.
Hey, you know what? Okay. So yesterday, they were announcing yesterday that Meghan Markle was making her first TV interview this morning, Good Morning America.
Right.
I mean, no one paid attention. No one paid attention to it.
I told you, nobody cares about celebrities
right
now.
Even in social media,
why
no one
would
posted.
I want to pay attention to such chick that just complained about being royalty and being super rich?
Yeah.
Really?
But you know what?
This chick has got the trifecta. She's black and white and got to marry a freak prince. Just fuck up.
But over the weekend, they did bring food. They brought food to the homeless shelters.
Yeah,
in
L.A., right?
Yeah, they brought. So that was good, you know, that they did that. But you know what I noticed? So they do have a lot of money. I'm not putting the car company down. I thought that they'd be driving a Range Rover, Mercedes. They had one of our favorite cars, Jeff. They were driving a Kia.
Driving a Kia?
Yeah, nice. I mean, I love Kia.
Like a Sorento or something?
I don't know which one it was.
The Prince.
They're trying so hard to not, oh my God, we don't make some money.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
They probably drive a Rolls Royce on the golf course. Yeah.
And also, this is the Queen's birthday celebration is next week. She said she wants no celebration. I mean, no, you know.
I don't want any celebration this year at all. I'm 116. Leave me alone.
The one fucking guy that I feel bad for is Prince Charles, man. Seriously. That fucking guy will not see the that old lady's going to live till 300 years.
He'll never see the throne, that guy. You just reminded me of something. I forgot.
So there's a pastor, this in Louisiana. He wants people. He's urging his whole flock. All right, donate your stimulus checks to the church because God wants you to donate the money to the church.
No,
see, I get crapped on because I just say that I believe in God. I just don't believe in church and stuff like that. Really, dude, people are like hungry and stuff like that. You're asking to donate money to the church.
Yeah,
you should go to hell for that.
That's pretty horrible, right? I mean, people need the money.
Yeah, but people are also critiquing Cuomo. You know what he said 2 days ago, Wabin? He said that the curve is flattening. It's not because of God. It's not because of prayers. It's not because of faith. It's because the people are staying in and covering their faces.
And you know what? He's absolutely right. Because dumb motherfuckers are staying home. That's why. Okay?
Yeah, but we're being. Come on. I don't think that he needed to mention God in that.
Why not?
Why did he need to mention that?
Why not?
All right. You know what? Aquí va a caer un rayo. You know, a lightning bolt's going to strike
here.
I'll be fine. Both of you are going to like.
You can have your beliefs, but trust me, there's not a big guy in the sky with long hair saying, oh, hold on, let's bring down the curb. Really?
Staying inside.
But what was the need to say that? And infuriate los cristianos, people that do pray.
Because these crazy people are going out with no masks on because the one pastor said, come to my church. And then how many people got sick and then he died?
Come on, guys. Listen to Jeffrey. He killed your Jesus. Look at that. This gang whipped him.
Thank you.
That was a Christian joke.
Yeah.
You hear Carolina?
I still feel that there was no need to even say that. There was just no need.
All right.
He could have just said, you know what? Thank God that, you know, people are listening.
He's not
going to
say
home.
Thank God. Why would he say that?
Thank God.
He just dissed God.
Yeah,
he did
diss God. That was
okay.
Right. He did not need to diss God.
Did God create the virus?
I don't know, Jeff.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that discussion.
Where'd it come from?
Who knows?
That's the problem. That's the problem with you religious folks. Come on. Everybody says everything is an act of God. So let me guess. God wanted to kill almost a million people around the world? And if God really, if God really gets that mad, he should go, therapy or something because he's, really
pissed off. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, my name is God. and I'm an alcoholic.
I'm not.
I've been sober 8 months.
How angry do you have to get that you have to kill a million and a half?
I don't understand.
There's something messed up about it. Can I change topics?
Yes, please.
Okay, what do you think of de Blasio wanting people to snitch on people who are gathering in large numbers? That's a good thing. They have a phone number. You can call like a snitch line and snitch. Like if you see a bunch of people, the religious Jews, gathering together in large numbers, you can snitch on people.
That's a good idea, though. Can I tell you something? I had to go to Target yesterday. I had to make a quick run to get the baby diapers and his milk. But I check out myself. Okay, there was a couple there. They had no masks on.
Meanwhile, they have security there.
And Target has the big intercom saying you cannot enter the store without masks on. I mean, is anybody checking these people?
No, that's not their fault. That's Target's fault for not watching out for their customers that are going in there. They should have kicked them out.
I told Carolina they should have somebody at the door. And if you come in and you don't have a mask on, either they have a mask for you, something to put on your face, a bandana, or they tell you you can't come in. Because when I was in the supermarket the other day, there were people with no masks and gloves. And I said, why not employ someone at the door stopping them?
Most beautiful place to shop at is Trader Joe's.
Oh, my God. Webin.
They got people there with a nice little squirty thing to squirt your hands. If you don't have a mask, they provide one for you.
How many people are online, Carolina?
Yeah. I've tried going to Trader Joe's twice because I love Trader Joe's. The line, I'm not kidding you, 2 days ago was half a mile long.
Yeah.
I waited here for about an hour, but I love Trader Joe's.
So do I.
I did all my shopping that I had to do. You know, I got the nice white guy with the Hawaiian shirt on telling me, squirt this ass.
They're still happy.
Yeah,
in
lovely
there.
Guy.
I'm going to have to go early in the morning,
contrary to Target, excuse me, get out the way. Really?
No, but you have a couple of, people that just don't listen. They think that, I'm not going to get the virus, so I don't need to pay attention, which is horrible. You know that?
I know.
I think it's just horrible.
See, this Broadway star had his leg amputated?
Yeah, he would have died
if he hadn't amputated his leg.
Yeah, but he got the coronavirus, in just a leg that he had to have?
No, he got it in his body, and they said it was like something with his blood was poisoning his blood, so he had to take his leg off.
Oh, my gosh.
Nick Cordero.
Oh, pobrecito.
Been a lot of shows.
And this is shitty what's going on right now. A lot of U.S. landlords, they know that their tenants are cash-strapped. A lot of them don't have the money to pay. So a lot of tenants are having, they want sex. They want sex in return for not paying for a month.
Really?
Horrible.
Trust me. I've been asking that here because I've been paying the rent. And I don't get shit.
I will not put out for you, Webin. No ass. No ass right now. Sorry. The kids are here.
Oh, my God.
The kids are home.
Every time my wife does a Facebook Live, Webin, people request the Claudia voice, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Really?
That is so popular.
It's so funny, man.
We had ringtone for that one.
Webin, we had 3,000 people, and it was really cool. So they wanted to see Jackson, and they're, So anyway, guys, thank you so much. We're going to do a couple maybe Facebook Lives, I was cooking, I was having wine, pero gracias a todo el mundo.
We're not done yet.
We're done in 2 minutes. Guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. Anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, Taylor Swift canceled all her performances for the whole year.
Of course.
So once she is canceled, that means a lot of other tours that have not announced yet are going to cancel.
Of course.
Because she's the biggest moneymaker.
Of course, I believe she is. I still have yet to see, Webin. Are there going to be any Hispanos doing one of those Zoom concerts?
No, trust me.
Like Webin said, they had J Balvin on the other night. He's like the go-to right now.
Yeah, J Balvin is. I love him. I love J Balvin.
But why wouldn't you get J Balvin, Mark Anthony? What's his name? Who's the Suavemente guy?
What's his name?
Oh, my God, that guy?
People, listen, white people.
Edwin Crespo.
Listen, white. You get Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin.
You get all the Spanish people that white people don't mind. Okay,
yeah.
And they come on.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean. White America can only handle like very little.
In
the, they like all white people. So when you throw a couple of Spanish, like you get Luis Fonsi, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't know why that's not happening. I just don't know why.
I haven't heard Despacito in about 2 years. Despacito.
How about also Camila Cabello too?
Yeah,
she's Cuban.
With her white husband, boyfriend.
Boyfriend. They should.
By the way,
why
Carolina,
is that not happening with me? I don't understand.
I don't know. It is weird, right? It probably will. He's cooking. I think cooking, he lost. Yeah. We lost him.
Sir, I'm washing pots right now. Go ahead. I'm listening.
What are you watching? What's
he's
he watching?
He's washing pots and pans.
Oh, I thought he said he's watching. I'm
washing the pots
said he's watching porn. Hey, you know, I told my wife the other day, Webby, she misunderstood. I said I want to see other people, and she said, "What do you mean you want to see other people?" I said, "I've been out of the fucking house in 2 weeks. I want to see other people." Thank you.
Exactly.
My joke fell
flat.
Oh.
That's a good one, by the way. You saw how you scared the shit out of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, if I may just, the funny, if you don't have to be a Bill Maher fan, but you know all these late night comics are coming out and they're doing their monologues with no audience. Well, Bill Maher has been the most creative. He has clips of audiences laughing and when he does his monologue, and his timing is so perfect.
That's very smart.
It's hilarious. He has clips from old TV shows of like, so it'll be like an audience, they'll cut to the audience and it's like an audience from 1955.
That's
very
good.
Then one is an audience from the 70s. It's really funny.
That's really good, man.
Because all these other ones are very dry without an audience. You know what I mean? Like what being said, when you have a concert with no audience, when you have a comedian with no one laughing, it makes you realize, like, wow.
It's wag. I tried to watch that concert and it was just like, what?
Yeah, it's not a concert. They should almost add fake audience in.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
Why not?
No, that's not going to happen.
Have people yelling and screaming or something.
They could.
They're all depressing, though. Like I said, they all sang depressing, bummer songs to me.
Listen, guys, we just want everyone to stay safe, stay inside, you know, obey the rules, you know that? And I know the curve is flattening, so hopefully, maybe in 2 months, we'll be able to get out of the house and just, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get back to normal anytime soon, pero, you know, hopefully we'll be able to leave the house,
I think stores are going to require masks for a long time.
Of course.
I just don't know what restaurants are going to do. I don't know how that business, I don't know how the restaurant and Broadway, I don't know how those businesses are going to get back to normal. I just don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know.
You're going to want to ride in an elevator with 10 people?
Oh, no. I'd rather climb 100 flights of stairs.
You know what I mean? Like my job's up on the, I haven't been there so long, I forgot. Oh, 10th floor.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I'd rather just climb.
And then I found out people who had the virus had been in the same elevator with me.
Oh, gosh.
You know, later on. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you don't know. It's very, very, it's messed up, man.
Hey, guys, if you want to come to the podcast, 516-637-3254. Again, all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, @ Carolina Cadillo. You can email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. I got a couple emails, and I'll print them out for tomorrow's show. What's your info?
Hi, Webin, on Instagram. You can check me out on the Rosendo de la Mañana Mega 97.9 from 5:45 to 11, Monday through Friday. Just check me out. I'll be there.
Yeah, I was. Hello to Manolito El Caminero.
Oh yes, Caminero. Yes.
Manolito Caminero. He's good.
He's good.
He said he hadn't listened to the podcast in a long time, and he's back listening. So we got him back yesterday.
Manolito.
You know, and we're gonna call him. He's still making deliveries in the city.
Oh wow.
And actually, he said he signed up with Revolver, so he's back listening to Revolver podcast.
Thank you so much, guys.
So thanks, Manolito.
Jeff, your info.
Oh, @ Jeff Jensen Show on.
Oh my God!
On Twitter,
Webby.
The real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook. It's a picture of my dog right now, not the me and Salma Hayek picture, you know, which is always a good one. 516-637-3254. We'll reach out. You want to reach out and call 516-637-3254. Hi, Dario. Dario's watching on Facebook Live. I'm wrapping up the podcast on Facebook Live now. It's kind of boring. There's a big microphone on my face.
All right, guys. We love you. Stay safe, and we'll talk
you
to you sooner. Right? Bye.
Yeah. Have a good one. Thanks, Webby.
All right, guys.
Be safe, man.
Say it again, my boy Selector.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.